What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is still one of the hype intros right here, isn't it?
Oh, heck yeah.
You hear this, you'll be like, oh, I know what that is. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wait for it.
Two, three.
Happy Friday, everybody. They are done at Eastlake. We will get you caught up on the leaderboard. Stay right there. And Scotty is not atop the leaderboard, but he's got a shot heading into the weekend. We are happy to be joined by a friend of the show, Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker podcast, who you should follow on social media, by the way, at Ross Tucker NFL. And you can ask him questions, too. Futurefans.com. By far the best way to get your kids to love and understand football. We love Ross Tucker. Ross, man, it is good to have you back on. We are counting down to the start of the regular season. We got to get through this last preseason stuff. We're all anxious. But I got to ask you and start where you call games, and you see that team a lot, and that's Philadelphia. They are the world champs. Did they take a step back at all in the offseason with what they lost? Are they going to be as good, and is the depth still what we think it is?
Well, it's a good question, Carl. I'm 40 minutes from MetLife Stadium right now because I'm on the call tonight for the Eagles and the Jets for the Eagles television network. I think it's impossible to argue that they're better, right? I mean, when you lose just on defense, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay, you know, maybe not as important, Isaiah Rodgers, Brandon Graham retires. You're talking about five or six of the most, I don't know, 15 or 16 most important defensive players. Now, they went heavy in the draft on defense. I think it's their first five or six guys they drafted were on the defensive side of the ball. And they had a lot of young players that really stepped up and played well, you know, down the stretch in the postseason. So they're hoping that those guys, you know, either pick up where they left off or even better, you know, take a step because they got one of the youngest defenses in the NFL. I guess I would just say there's a bunch of questions, right, about those young players. And even if those guys are good, it's hard to argue that they have the same depth that they had last year where they could just kind of come at you in waves. I mean, the guys they were bringing in last year off the bench, those are a lot of their starters now this year. And so I don't know that we've seen, at least in the preseason so far, that the guys behind them are as good as the guys were a year ago. But I don't know that we knew that those guys were that good a year ago at this time, if that makes sense.
Right. Ross Tucker's with us, guys, and a dude who's a microbrew expert, Carl, and a hell of a broadcaster,
exactly.
Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It always seems like when ESPN's got to kill some time, let's get debates about quarterbacks, and then it got everybody fired up, and I've seen Cam Newton crapping on Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts' game. Now, I know 18 touchdowns is kind of like 1970s quarterback numbers, but Ross, he also ran for like 14 touchdowns last year. To me, he doesn't get the respect, and you play to your strengths. I mean, where do you look at his game? Because you got a guy like Saquon, he's never going to have the throwing numbers.
Yeah, listen, I think, depends on what you value the most at that position. You know, what I can tell you is that he's probably never going to put up, you know, that he's put up. And if you want to say he's not as good as Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, we can have that discussion, and I think that's reasonable. What I would tell you, though, is that he plays his best when it matters the most. I mean, the guy's been in two Super Bowls, and he's played better than Mahomes in both of them. That goes a long way for me. It's not his fault that the rest of his team is very good. I mean, guess what? Most of the teams that win the Super Bowl, the team's really good. Yeah, like people almost blame him for that. And I think I don't think he gets enough credit, actually, guys, for the running game, because they have a very good offensive line, and Saquon is absurd. We know those things, right? But because of Hurts and because of the threat he is in the running game, man, he gives the O-line really good angles. And, you know, that threat just opens up wider holes for Saquon than there otherwise would be. You know, that backside guy really has to make sure he takes Hurts' legs into account. That's a factor, right? So they have a backup quarterback, Tanner McKee, who looks to be pretty darn good. And he goes through his progressions well, and he's accurate, and all those things are major positives. But he does not open up the running game like Hurts does. And I feel like Hurts, and really any of the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you know, there's a reason why those teams are so high in the rankings for rushing yardage. Their running backs, it feels like whoever plays running back for the Ravens, whoever plays running back for the Bills, they put up good numbers. It's because of how much of an advantage having those type of quarterbacks, those running mobile quarterbacks, is for the entire offense.
Ross Tucker joining us, host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. You got to follow him on social media, guys, at Ross Tucker NFL. As he mentioned, he's on his way to call a preseason game tonight, and will call games throughout the course of the season. While we're talking about quarterbacks, do you believe that either the Bills or the Ravens are ready to dethrone Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? I mean, here's the deal, Ross, and I think we kind of forget about these moments. You go back the last 4 years, and you think about Mahomes, and you say, wait a minute, he beat Josh Allen in 21 in the playoffs, 13 seconds, right? The drive, field goal, forces overtime, then beats Josh. The next year, it was a late hit out of bounds that beats Joe Burrow's team in the playoffs in 22. Then the deep dagger with Lamar Jackson against the Ravens in 23. The fourth quarter rally last year against the Bills to beat them. And you say, okay, great, I do love everything about these other teams and their quarterbacks, but are you ready to say they're ready to dethrone Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, they've been ready. They just haven't done it. You know what I mean? Like, the Bills and the Ravens have been right there with the Chiefs for the last handful of years. They just can't get it done. And it's funny because I have a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, which is super popular. And they always say, you know, it's like if you're on the craps table, right? You just keep riding that thing. Until it craps out. And so I'm gonna keep riding the Chiefs. I think they're way better at left tackle with the rookie Josh Simmons. I think it's kind of scary for them to have Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice as well as Xavier Worthy on the field at the same time with three guys that can flat out fly later in the year. And I'm picking them to go back to the Super Bowl and win it. I'm going with them. Now, I would love to see the Ravens or Bills beat them, and they absolutely are capable. And I would say law of averages, regression to the mean, whatever you want to call it, right? The Chiefs are essentially statistically impossible at this point. You know, whatever they've won, 15 or 16 one-score games in a row, certainly, you know, all the playoff games they've won that have been close games, that is impossible, right? Like any numbers guy, any insurance accuracy, that doesn't make sense. Well, Mahomes doesn't make sense. Mahomes makes the plays that he needs to make, and Andy Reid's a good coach, and I think just the belief when you have a quarterback like Mahomes. Now, what's critical in my mind is you need to take away every advantage. So the Ravens and the Bills, especially the Bills in the AFC East, they got to get the number one seed. You know, the AFC East is not close to what the AFC West or the AFC North are, right? That means the Bills need to get the number one seed. And I know that the Chiefs went and won in Buffalo 2 years ago, then they won in Baltimore. Guess what? You're still increasing the degree of difficulty, right? So everything we're doing here is trying to increase the degree of difficulty, trying to get as much of a little margin as you can to try to knock the Chiefs off finally. That would be a big step, right, is forcing the Chiefs to go on the road and forcing the Chiefs to have to beat both the Ravens and the Bills. They did it 2 years ago, but a lot of these years, it's like the Ravens have to play the Bills or whoever, and then they play the Chiefs. Or the Bengals have to play the Bills, and then they play it. Like the Chiefs are almost getting the week one bye, and then the second game they're playing the Texans usually. Like they're not having to do the same path, and it's because of the regular season.
Talking with Ross Tucker, guys, NFL lineman, 7 years in the league here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Going to talk about FutureFans.com in just a minute with Ross. Real quick, because you are a lineman, we're down to right tackle right now. Caleb McGarry signed an extension, and then he gets hurt. We don't know the extent of it. We're waiting on the Falcons to tell us what's what with an MRI. The backup guy, Ross, Storm Norton, has been really good. So right now we're having to go to like a former guard who's playing tackle. It's scary. How much would that concern you if you were a Falcon fan right now?
A lot. A great deal, because the reality is most teams, okay, the next guy up is a guy you can win with, right? So in your case, that's Storm Norton. The next guy up is a guy you can win. I've seen this a lot during my time in the NFL, right? We used to only have seven offensive linemen that dressed for the game. Now that they get a couple more guys, they dress eight. But the sixth and seventh guys – or, you know, the one inside guy and the one swing tackle, they need to be good enough that if they go in the game, they're not the reason why you lose the game. You start to get to the eighth or ninth guy, those guys usually haven't played very much. Those guys can be the reason why you lose the game. So it's a major, major concern. There's no doubt about it. It's very unfortunate that both those guys got hurt. I will say I kind of love when a guy like Caleb McGarry, if he's going to get hurt, it's after he got the money. Right? Rashawn Slater did that as well. Programming note, by the way, that's why you take the contract. That's why you do that.
Right.
Because you want to make sure that you do have the ability to, you know, get that security in case you have an injury. So I'm glad for Caleb. I don't know how long he's out. But, yes, that's a major, major concern. And I do think it's a little bit pronounced with a left-handed quarterback, right? I mean, because that's somebody he can't really see if there's pressure coming off that edge. Fortunately, you know, the coaches know that you can slide the line that way. Jake Matthews is a heck of a player. He's going to have to win one-on-one. They're going to have to really go the other way and help whoever's playing right tackle to make sure he's not getting smoked and ruining the game.
Ross Tucker, what's your take on Anthony Richardson, bro? Got to ask you before we let you go. What's your take?
Yeah, no, I just think incredibly, incredibly gifted. I just don't know that he gets it or ever will. You know, I think sometimes being that gifted can be a blessing and a curse. I don't know that he's ever really had to do the extra to be a high-level player. I did their game against the Titans last year, late in the year, on CBS. It was right after they had had their four best players. I think it was DeForest Buckner, Zaire Franklin, Quentin Nelson, Jonathan Taylor. They had a sit-down with Anthony Richardson to tell him what was expected of him at practice, what was expected of him walk-through, meetings, after. Like, he just, you know, you got to meet – everybody knew he was a developmental guy, right? Everybody knew that. But he's got to also want to be developed.
Correct. Like,
he's got to meet him – he's got to meet him halfway. And so the fact that, you know, late in his second year, that – The players themselves had that meeting with him. That's pretty concerning. And, you know, you can't call plays as a coach in the NFL if your guy can't make the layups, right? And that's the issue. Yeah, I mean, we've all seen – I mean, he made a throw last year that might be the best throw I've ever seen in my life. Literally, the single – that 80 yards in the air touchdown throw is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's amazing. But guess what? You got to be able to make the layups, whether it's just the check down, the wide open receiver on a slant, or just mentally knowing where to go with the ball in some of these easy situations. It's impossible for a coach to call plays if he doesn't know that you're going to be able to make your layups. Anthony Richardson misses a lot of layups.
That's why we love him. Ross Tucker, always telling you the truth. Host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Hey, have fun tonight, man. We look forward to talking with you during the regular season. We'll talk more about futurefans.com. Check that out as well, guys. By far, the best way to get your kids to love and understand football. Ross, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff with Ross Tucker. By the way, 4th and 1 brought to you by... Okay.
But hey, okay. If you don't take it to Uncle Mike, take it to Ross Tucker. Saying problems ahead if they can't find their way at right tackle.
Okay.
Carl, what's the end game here?
Come on. It's Friday. Goodness gracious. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Is that all you heard from Ross Tucker?
The ship has hit an iceberg. Now, how do we mitigate the potential damage?
We're coming back.
You got to close all watertight compartments, Carl.
We're coming back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
All right, so let's talk about this real quick because Ross Tucker just joined us, and he was talking about, you know, the concern. He played O-line, and he said, like, the seventh and eighth guy,
right?
Usually you take a step back because those guys just don't see a lot of playing time.
You in danger, girl.
Oh, goodness. I don't foresee Elijah Wilkinson being that, Mike. He was going to be in the mix as a backup whether Storm Norton was healthy or not. Now, Storm was going to be the guy.
Right.
But I also think the next man up after Storm was going to be Elijah Wilkinson. You're not talking about the seventh or eighth or ninth guy as your offensive lineman as a potential backup. Look, I'm not telling you that I have full confidence in Wilkinson. I can't say that.
Iceberg, run ahead!
I can't say that. But I also think that full panic mode is where we need to be right now.
Well, I mean, Elijah Wilkinson has started games in the NFL. But not necessarily at the tackle position. He did have a nice start to his career with the Broncos, the Bears, Falcons, and then back to Arizona. Remember, he got injured with us. He started 7 games, IR, but he has started 45 games in the National
Football League.
By the way, anybody who says that should be punched in the head. Just say NFL.
National.
Just levity and brevity. It's like
Football League.
Everybody's going to do their Chris Berman. National.
That's it.
That's right. So that's, you know, it's a concern. But as Ross just told you, if the guy is third on the depth chart, that's for a reason, because he's not as good as the two guys in front of him. So
one of us is in deep trouble.
Carl, you could be putting Michael Penix Jr.'s life in danger.
Is there any kind of, is there any other danger? Grave danger.
You know, one of us is in deep trouble.
This has made it even worse today. I mean, yesterday I told you I wasn't going to talk about any negative stuff. I didn't. And then today, Ross Tucker comes on and he resets exactly where you've been all week, which is, oh, my hair is on fire.
Now look, I'm in a great mood. It's a Friday. Everything's cool.
Yes, but you're saying we're going to get our quarterback killed guys.
Picked up some steaks today. I'm in a really good mood. Real thick, big ribeye. My mind is already thinking about that sucker. You know, I'm just happy. I'm in a good place. Drive today was good.
Well, so am I continue to double down on this.
But this thing still, it concerns me, Mang, because this is somewhere you just don't want to be living. You know, we thought we had, if Storm Norton hadn't gotten hurt, I would be like at a 4 on this. But with Storm Norton out for at least 6 to 8 weeks, it's got me at a 9.
You in danger, girl.
Trending towards a 10.
Ghost.
So I'm just a little worried about this, man.
Here's the deal.
What did Sandra Bullock say in the movie to Michael Orr?
What?
You protect his blind side.
Yes. Day, let's take a couple of phone calls. Are you a 9 on this? I'm asking you, Falcon fans. Look, we've talked about this all week. I am trying to temper this, you know, down a little bit. I'm trying to just lower the temperature a little bit. Mike continues to amp it up. Then here comes Ross Tucker. Y'all in trouble. See? Come on, Ross.
The man played the position at a high level for 7 years.
404-726-0929. Just a couple of phone calls. I just want to know. Is everybody
iceberg? Run ahead!
Is everybody at a 9 on this? I'm not at a 9. We've not played a regular season game.
Once I know
we're okay.
Once I know what the plan is, perhaps I will be a little less nervous. And don't think you could come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous. I eat breakfast 500 yards away from 3 mediocre linemen who can't protect Penix Jr. But anyway, where was I? Sorry, I'm just, for those not following, we're just bastardizing a few good men. But no, once I know what the plan is, once I know where we're going with this, first of all, I got to know, what is this?
Do you need to know the plan? They're going to protect him.
Is McGarry going to come back? Is he done for the season? Is Storm Norton going to be a full 6 weeks?
Okay, so you're right. You're right. McGarry could be back. So therefore, you need to lower the temperature. Yes.
But what I'm hearing from people I can't quote on the radio is it's serious. How serious?
Yes, how serious?
Yeah, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope these sources are inaccurate, but that's what I'm hearing.
All right. 404-726-0929. Now, just Ross Tucker, thanks for nothing. I mean, seriously.
And as soon as I ask the question, he starts talking. Carl raises his eyebrows.
I mean, he immediately, oh, you guys are in trouble. Right.
I just sat back, crossed my arms like Mussolini, and those people like, yeah, there you go.
You did, too. It was funny. You're like, here we go. All right, Day-Day, when we got a couple of guys on the line, I'm curious. Guys are freaking out. And, Mike, by the way, you had the morning shift talking about you the other day.
What did Squeak Billy say? All is well. Max overreacted. Everything's going to be fine.
I had no idea.
I know things about this organization other people aren't privy to. Mike doesn't know what I know. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine in offensive line. Mike's full of it. Listen to Mike. He's an alarmist. He's always glass half negative.
I did not say.
Now, sure, we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years, but that don't matter. This team's got it dialed in. We got a plan. Have faith. I do.
I didn't say he said all that. I did not say he said all that.
This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys.
Oh.
Okay? Listen.
Yeah. Are we going to pull out every football movie quote now?
Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his.
This is what we're going to do.
By the way, Michael Orlater said, you know, I'm really not this much of an idiot they portrayed me in this movie. Remember he sued the production company?
He did.
You know, I'm not this.
You in danger, girl.
Oh, James in Stonecrest. James, how do you feel about this tackle thing? Are you at a 9 or are you at a 4?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm at a 9.2. Oh. Carl Dukes, I love you, bro.
You in danger, girl.
Mike Bell, bro, he's telling the truth. Man, Mike Penix gonna be on skates, man.
Oh,
we need to do a lot of bootlegs. We need to do a lot of bootlegs. If we get him out the pocket, I can temper it down to a 6. Get him out the pocket.
All right. I just want to know where you're at. You said 9.2. Jason and Dunwoody. Jason, where are you at on this whole tackle situation for our Falcons? Hey, man.
Hey, man. So, first and foremost, they did Michael Orr super dirty in that movie. But that's another topic for another day. I'm not at a 9, but I am at a 7. And it is valid. Like, Penix is a left-handed quarterback. Somebody has to protect his right side. Like, that's just a real thing. But I don't think this is the end of the line. This is the end of our season because we have somebody out. But this is also a reason, even though McGarry didn't get hurt in a preseason game, this is why Rye is what he's on. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not a believer in this preseason thing. 30 snaps, 25 snaps over 3 games is not going to determine whether or not our guys can play ball how we know they can play ball.
Right.
So save everybody to be healthy. If they get hurt in game one, then so be it, so be it. But, like, in the preseason, like, we need everybody to make it to week one. That should be the priority over literally everything else.
It's a great call. I really appreciate it. You're right about this. This is the part that I struggle with. How many snaps a guy or a particular player gets in the preseason, and what does that do for their development heading into the regular season? Part of it is just our fandom. I'm selfish. I want to see our quarterback, and I want to get excited about him making a couple of throws and me going, he is going to be that dude. So, yes, you're probably right, and this is why Ra is on what he's on right now, not playing anybody. But this happened at practice. So we talk about this. All this stuff could happen at practice, which it did. So whether you play him in the preseason or not, and it's 25, 35 snaps.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
It happened in practice. You could still it could still play out that way, but you make a great point. And I just see, this is where I'm at, and this is where I agree with him, Mike.
Be in trouble on that one.
The season is not over. And this makes, the way you're acting, my friend, you're making it feel like the season is a wrap.
Well, it's just two things. And that's two parts of that conversation. I understand if you had, you know, a quarterback come out there, he goes right down the field, he drives, you know, 14, 15 plays, throws a couple of nice tosses, Penix looks great, okay, we're good. Does that really define, well, you guys made a big deal about one drive in the preseason. Because the argument is he's only practiced in games where they can't tackle him.
That's right.
And the only time they hit him, obviously we had a fracas and he was in the middle of it. I love that. But that's still not the live bullets that Patrick Mahomes experienced, that certainly Joe Burrow, maybe to his detriment, experienced. But there are teams of the 32 NFL teams, 24 had their starting quarterback out there in preseason.
The old man's going to be out there, Flacco, for the Browns this weekend. I mean, right?
Right.
So, yeah, there is something to it, even though you might not agree with it. But I understand your point. It's valid. Let's talk to John in Noonan. John, where are you at on the scale, man? 9, 4, 3, where are you at with this tackle situation for us?
Hey, man, I'm at about a number 5. Your first caller took the words out of my mouth.
put Penix on roller skates and let him fly. The question is the coaching staff going to plan around that and know that he's going to have to flush out of the pocket a little bit more than maybe they were hoping? Well, let's see what happens.
Well, if you don't think that Kyle Pitts is particularly a good blocker, then he's not going to be out there as much. If you're going to be chipping with Warner on the right side, see, that goes back to what I know we got to catch a break, but we'll talk more about it in a five. It's just you start to eliminate guys going down the field because, you know, it's mass, it's, you know, it's going to be maximum pass protection, keeping a back there. You know, that's just, then now your receivers can win some of those battles, but the guys that are backing up Mooney, if he can't go, then it's just guys are bracketing Drake London. So all, everything starts to daisy chain. That's my beef.
Yeah, it is all tied in together. Fellas, great job, man. Happy Friday to every one of you guys that called in. Appreciate you guys listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. What's on Day-Day's mind? Find out.
It's over. We are
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah. And I know Coach.
Which is another big rivalry.
I know, big
there.
Coach Small. I mean, it's just, it's a tough team to open with. And Carl, I was at a 2 years back, and the first year we moved down to where I live in Sharpsburg.
Yeah.
That is, I know you've got some great rivals up where you live, but man, when Noonan and East Coweta get it gone, man, it's electric. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. So just want to give everybody a shout out real quick. So what do you guys think about this? Apparently, NCAA is considering adopting a new rule that would require incoming Division I athletes to disclose all the NIL deals they earned during their junior and senior years of high school upon enrolling in college. The rule also would extend to junior college athletes who transfer to D1 programs. Is this doing a little bit too much, you think, when it comes down to I don't want to say privacy, but, you know, just as we – this NIL landscape.
Okay, so why do they have to disclose?
That's what I want.
Right. I don't get it.
Yeah, look, if there's a legitimate reason, unless we just want to be nosy and find out how much these kids are making and you know, what they've got prior to going to college, I don't get this. This should be a private situation for every kid that's out there that is privileged enough to get some NIL, whether it's in high school or you know, certainly in college. We all wanted to know when this first came about. I remember a few years ago, we got to talking about this. And it's like, oh, we don't know how much these guys make. I don't think we should. They don't know what you make.
True.
They're not in your taxes. Like, why should you know? Like, if the school evaluates them in a way and they get paid, you know it's coming out of the athletic program, how much? Who cares? Like, I think we're looking at this because it's professional football, even though it's not. And you want to know, all right, well, what's my quarterback getting? And then you want to complain, right, and bang on these guys for whether he gets too much or not. I don't know. The high school thing, you want to do that in college, fine, but I don't think that we should be privy to that.
I don't. Yeah, I'm with Carl. I mean, I'm sure unless you know the NCAA just wants to know where everybody is and you're trying to find. What's next? We're going to start subpoenaing your checking account?
Right.
You know, your savings? I don't know. I think that's just a step too far.
Yeah, and the reality of it is, it's not like a ton of high school kids. There's only a select few of high school kids
not
that
across
are
the board.
Right, that are getting NIL deals that are going to be significant. All right, moving on. Now that we know that the SEC is going to move to a 9-game conference schedule.
We like it.
About damn time.
How important will it be for Texas to keep Georgia or Alabama as one of their 3 annual conference games?
Ooh, do you really want that if you're a Georgia fan?
Yeah, look, it's great for the conference. And you talk about it because, in fact, it's a new rivalry, right? This is not right. Long withstanding, you know, going back like, 150 years or whatever.
Well, it ain't a rivalry if Texas can't beat Georgia.
This is true. But I think it's good for the conference. Right. I just don't know, like when we talked about these natural rivalries yesterday, who are the built-in natural rivalries that you already have? And then if you wanted to add one. So for Georgia, like you're telling me on top of Florida, Tennessee, and Auburn, you're going to add Texas every year? That's a lot.
Right.
You probably have to get rid of one of them.
And I don't know if I want to do that. Like, there is something to be said about the traditional rivalries that we've grown up with and watched in this region for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The fact that Texas is a part of this now, great. But I said, Texas OU rivalry, add A&M to that. All right, you got LSU. That's a rivalry for those teams. Like, it's over there, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I don't necessarily want to take away from what already has been established.
And I know we don't have divisions, but I kind of like setting up your pods like it's almost a division. So Georgia would play Auburn. I know some. I asked a question today on my Twitter, Carl, Mike Bell ATL, and some guys say they're cool with Kentucky over Tennessee.
Okay.
Some guys even said they're done with Auburn. I'm like, well, easy now. Eventually, Auburn will get their ish together. Just don't know when that's going to happen. But I mean, the oldest rivalry in the South. And by the way, nobody gives a flip. With all due respect to Carolina and UVA, the rivalry that matters is Georgia and Auburn. That's the oldest rivalry in the Deep South. They say.
Right.
I'd hate to see that go away. But then again, your third. What about folks who want to see South Carolina and Georgia play? Which was kind of interesting if you're a South Carolina fan when Spurrier showed you could beat Georgia.
Yeah.
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 Well, I was thinking about it because I felt like, you know, with them trying to establish themselves, them being Texas as, you know, a premier team in this conference, you know, why not Alabama or Georgia being one of their regular opponents?
Well, each team is going to face, according to what we found out yesterday, right? Each team's going to face each other in the SEC at least once every 2 years and every opponent home and away over 4 years. So you're going to see them. You're not going to see them every year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's good or bad, or maybe that builds more anticipation. Look, when we knew a couple of years ago that Texas was going to be on the schedule for Georgia, everybody was excited about it. And then the first time Georgia goes to Austin, right, and everybody's excited about it. And now here comes Texas, and everybody's like excited about being in Athens. I think it's good. I just don't want to take up. This is me. I don't want to take away from the rivalries that we already have. You're doing away with the Iron Bowl. To right. add to Alabama and Auburn's schedule? No way in hell.
Nope. And I do think the scheduled masters will figure this out because we're still hoping that the College Football Playoff Committee, they just added a wrinkle to strength of schedule. You and I talked about it earlier in the week. It's kind of semantics, right?
Yep.
Just another version of strength of schedule. But, yeah, as long as the College Football Playoff Committee is going to respect it, then, yeah, but no, I'm with Carl. I would make it more regional and keep those rivals in place. Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and LSU. Now, granted, that's a poof. If LSU's got it going, that's a hell of a three games. But maybe or Arkansas, take it all the way back to the old days of the Southwestern Conference.
Yeah. And I got to say this. This goes back to before Texas, before Oklahoma, even before A&M was in the SEC. LSU was. And LSU would come into Texas and recruit like hell, and they'd tell those kids, you're going to play in a better conference, and you're going to be seen every Saturday at 3 o'clock. That's when they were on CBS. And the point was, it was a huge recruiting tool for LSU. When A&M came in, LSU went, wait a minute. Now you got Oklahoma and Texas. Now all four of those schools in that region, they're all vying for – there is a lot of talent in West Texas.
Right.
And so all those schools are vying for a lot of that, and I just think that's a natural thing that Mike's talking about that doesn't take away from what we already have in the SEC.
Right. And if you're LSU – you know, you don't get screwed in this, might be Arkansas, because I'm with Arkansas play Texas.
Yep.
Arkansas play LSU. Well, LSU gets Ole Miss and Michigan State, and you're done.
But that's another natural rivalry that goes back years that you could make, and that, I'm fine with that.
Florida wants – if anything is possible for Florida, get LSU off our schedule. They've been talking about that for years.
All right, last one. You guys talked about Jerry Jones, Cowboys, Michael Parsons earlier in the show. But I wanted to ask, how much of the blame of this should fall on Michael Parsons due to the fact that he had talks with Jerry Jones at dinner without an agent being present?
His fault. His fault.
Mm-hmm.
He felt so comfortable and trusted Jerry, who is a multi-time billionaire and has done so many deals he can't even count, that you decided to sit down and agree with him. And we don't know how much of that is true or what he agreed to. But Jerry's telling you, hey, we had terms of a deal and I was going to make him the highest paid. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you something. He probably was still going to save money on a deal that he agreed to with Micah Parsons and not his agent.
Yes, of course.
Because Parsons doesn't know what he needs to know when it comes to these negotiations and how these agents look at these other deals. So I blame Micah Parsons. Like, it's fine to have a great relationship with your bosses. But when you start talking about contracts.
That's why you have somebody else. That's why you have an intermediary.
It's a different deal.
Right. Right on. Whatever. And by the way, Jerry's he's a big boy. I mean, the crap he was spewing a week ago, I bought the Cowboys on a handshake. Oh, really? Okay. No, a team of lawyers didn't draw up a contract. Okay, sure.
All right, that's all I got, guys. That's all that's on my mind on a Friday.
A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line about the Georgia thing. A lot of guys feel that it's not that complicated. Tennessee, Auburn, and Florida for UGA to be their three.
I love it.
And some guys do feel South Carolina. Now, again, if Tennessee gets back to where they were, now Georgia kind of owns Tennessee, you know, let's be honest. For years, Tennessee had it the other way. Teams are always rising and falling. But, I mean, that's where you wonder, you lock this in, and then what happens if, you know, all of a sudden Josh Heupel gets that five-star super-duper quarterback he thought he had with Nico, and he stays.
Oh, yeah. Look, we know this. Now, in this day and age, things can change at the drop of a hat, right? I mean, like, literally, we've seen how quickly – this is why it doesn't take forever to rebuild or to build a winning program. Now, you might be good for 1 year, but the fact is maybe that's all that it takes, Mike, to save a coach's job is to go out, get five or six dudes in the portal, you get a couple NIL, and all of a sudden you're competitive for the year, and who cares? Your fan base, if you had a chance to win a national championship next year, you don't care about 2027 or 28 right now.
Right.
So I think that is the when you start talking about the potential of what it could be, I think all these programs are like a few players away with how the playing field has evened out. Everybody's not stacking players like they used to. And, you know, Georgia can't do it. Alabama can't do it. Kids want to play. I just think you're this far away from being potentially really good.
And I love the history of college football. I don't know if that resonates with our younger listeners, but I do think, you know, if you're Texas, Oklahoma, you know, that's obviously not going anywhere. But Texas A&M. You know, now that's you've got to lock those two in, right?
Yeah, it's back.
That's got to be there. I like that.
Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer talking about when he expects his starting running back. We'll tell you that coming up in the Dog Report. And does Josh Brooks, the AD at Georgia, like the nine games? Find out coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.